We've found out in the last year we had a substantial number of Freedom of Information requests. We've had 14 in total, 12 of which came from non-Castletown residents. Whereas we are agreed to the principle of FOIs, I think it is an important part. We do think there is a need to examine whether or not there should be a charge made to anybody who wishes to submit one, because at the moment, the total cost, the full cost of dealing with FOIs falls on the ratepayers of Castletown, and the same throughout the island, wherever it may be. So we know that that is likely to be a substantial cost. So we think that there is a case to be made for the council and ministers to consider implementing regulations under Section 68 of the Freedom of Information Act 2015 to enable local authorities, and for that matter, any other body that's named in the Act, to make a charge for the person submitting a Freedom of Information request. And of course, you know, that charge is not going to be a charge to put people off, but it would be a reasonable charge anyway. The other point we're raising is that we find it strange, on what we know, that we're not able to actually include in a detailed response to an FOI the name of the individual who submitted the FOI, which we believe is not reasonable. They are, by their request, which they have every right to do, and it's not a problem, they have every right to do, they are incurring a considerable expense on the ratepayers. And we believe the ratepayers have the right to know who is submitting such Freedom of Information requests. And this is especially so where we've got 12 such requests to be made by people who don't live in Castletown and are not Castletown ratepayers. We think there is a case to say this matter needs examining.
Do you not think that would put people off using the service, though? I mean, given the fact that the Freedom of Information requests are designed to make everything more transparent, do you not think introducing a charge and de-anonymising things will put people off from using the service and therefore reduce the transparency of government and local authorities?
Well, transparency can't be just one way. And it's not stopping anybody putting a writing to the commissioners requesting information. They don't necessarily have to go through a formal statutory process. One could argue that you first write in, and if you don't get a reasonable response in a reasonable time, or an accurate response as far as you're concerned, you then go to the next stage, which is you put an FOI in. But what we're finding is we are having people making requests, FOI requests, for different reasons, of which we're not able to even tell people. And it just is a little bit bizarre. It's a bit one-sided. I quite honestly believe FOIs are important. I, as Chief Minister, promoted the introduction of FOI legislation. We undertook extensive consultation during my time to try and get a bill formulated to take into the Keys. And in fact, the last bill I took into the House of Keys for its first reading was a Freedom of Information bill. So my stance is pretty straightforward on that. I do think, though, there needs to be a process. And I do think it is unreasonable to say that the only people incurring any cost whatsoever is the local authority. Why? Yes, it's not our money. It's paid by our ratepayers. But when we're putting resources into this, whether they are financial and or administrative, then that costs us a lot of time and money. And we just think there needs to be a balance in this. We think it should be examined whether or not the present system is appropriate. And that's what we'll be asking the council ministers to do, to examine whether or not fees should be introduced.
But if a ratepayer is paying their rates, are they then not just paying twice for the information? If they email you and you say, we're not happy about doing this, and then they put in an FOI, which they then have to pay for, well, they've just paid twice for the service, haven't they?
Don't forget, I mean, 12 out of the 14 Freedom of Information requests for the period we're talking about came from non-Castletown residents and non-Castletown ratepayers. So that's a starting point, isn't it? That matters as well, because it's no cost implication to them. And secondly, of course, nobody is debarred from asking for information. And if the local authority isn't as open as it should be, and government the same for that matter, or any statutory body that's subject to the Act, then of course people can then put an FOI in. I do think there is a need to just make sure that the system works as it was meant to work, that it's fair and it's reasonable. Nobody's saying stop people asking questions. I'm not saying, and the board are not saying, we should put in obstacles that mean people can't afford to ask it. It just depends the level of charge, and that would be something the TINL would have to decide.
Do you think that should be a flat fee for all local authorities, or would you want to see like a tiered system for the size of the local authority or the size of the population? What would you sort of foresee happening?
No, I mean, the principle is the same. The only thing you could possibly argue is, should there be a different charge for a non-ratepayer than there is for a ratepayer?
How would that work for central government effort-wise?
No,
everybody's a resident.
I don't think you should mix up central government with local authorities. Local authorities in the Isle of Man are very small. They have very limited administrative support. If you are dealing with, as we have, in a very short period of time, with 12 non-resident FOIs and 2 resident FOIs, 14 in total for one period from August to December in 2025, and you look at the resources required to do that, and you take into account that we are required by statute to respond within a certain time limit, then that has a knock-on effect to the other services that we are providing to the people we represent.
So you'd like to see the charge only introduced for local authorities, is that right?
Well, we will be writing from local authority point of view. Where the government decides to do it for themselves is a matter for government. But I do think that all local authorities, because of the nature and size of them in the Isle of Man, and there's nothing wrong with the smaller structures, need to at least have some way of saying this cost cannot only be borne by our ratepayers.
Do you think it's a good idea to charge people for information then? Because that is essentially what this would be getting at.
Well, they can write in and not do an FOI. They could write for the same information without putting an FOI in. My point is, and the board's point is, if they then get refused that for whatever reason and they don't accept it, they can then move to an FOI. What we're finding with some of this is that they're coming straight with FOIs when why not just write in, email us, they could possibly have the answer the next day. What happens at the moment? They go into a system that takes time to get to us. Then we have to do a formal response, which is fine, which then goes back. Some will argue, yes, but there's a reason for that because then they can't lie. Well, I would suggest we don't lie, and certainly we do not try to unknowingly mislead people. My view is certainly, while I'm a commissioner, and I understand that I'm only here passing through, is that we're as open and honest as we can be with people. There's no point in not being like that, because you only get caught out in the end anyway. And what are we here? We're not here to hide anything. We have responsibilities, we have confidentiality to respect. But in our general work, we are here to provide information that the ratepayers of Castletown, or anybody else for that matter, may wish to know. It's not secret, most of what we do. Most of what we do is everyday life. Same with everybody, every government department. So why make it harder for yourself? What we're saying is our experience in this last year. And don't forget, since 2018 to 2025, we only had 2 Freedom of Information requests in 2018. And since that date through to August 2025, we had none. From August 2025 through to December 2025, we've had 14.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.